She really gets out on the playground. Really.
Yeah, just out on the playground and at the wind up of it. And the reactions they had of the to do when they had it that night when they wind up at the school, she had a big ginger cake, she said, cooked for them kids for her room. They had a big ginger cake and said, I couldn't hold it up myself and get it in there. I had to have the bakery, I had the baker to bake it for me and bring it in there. So you told the falling and going on and that girl thought they belonged to be quiet. He said, and that was the reaction. They were supposed to react. But she just went here about all the pieces because
there's a noise. Yeah,
and that's where the fun was. Oh. They're supposed to do that.
Time to be serious and time to have fun.
Yeah, just a surprise to them, you see, too. Just to see the reaction. He said he'd never seen nothing like that before. Himself, that he was that too, this big man. That's the way they're supposed to act, though. He said that himself, man. He said that's the way they're supposed to act when something happened new that you wasn't expecting.
Sure. When a woman helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse in the old days, she can come around and help.
They called granny woman mostly.
Granny woman?
Yeah.
And if a city person in the old days used to come to the country and kind of put on airs, you know,
call him a dude.
Call him a dude. And if a country person would go to town, what would the town people say about him behind his back?
Yeah, I don't know what they'd say. They call him that's the old country boy or something. It's a heap of them. They try to put it on, you know, some of them. I had a cousin. Hey, he come to the field when he lived in town. He used to live in Jacksonville. I mean, he's dead now. He was older than I was, but he come to the farm when I was a boy. Come then going down across there where my dad was. This is his uncle, you see. Holding his pants up just like he was scared to touch the ground. He said, look at that dude coming out.
Dude. Do city people ever refer to country people as Hoosiers? Country,
yeah.
Hoosier?
Oh, country Hoosier.
Oh.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of times.
And is that kind of insult? Is that true?
Well, it seemed like it was to them. They take it as that if it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the town dude probably was the same way. If they call him that, he probably take it the same way.
Uh-huh.
If he didn't mean any harm. But
how about the word cracker? Is that an insult?
Yeah, the egg, Georgia cracker used to be very popular in this country. Yeah, yeah, it's a Georgia cracker. Yeah.
That's not an insult, is it?
No, it wasn't no insult. But they did, a lot of them would call them a Georgia cracker.
Because in Indiana, you call anybody from Indiana a Hoosier.
Yeah.
And call anybody from Georgia cracker. Is that the same thing?
Has it something like that, the same thing? I think that's where you go.
And how do you normally refer refer to Negroes?
We was always, when they talking about the Negro, we never did say Negro much. Yeah, around our folks and talking through here, which wasn't on the other colored folks.
Colored folks.
Yeah, that's the way they talk.
And did you used to call them darkies?
Yeah, some of them called them darkies. That old darkie so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good old darkie. That's you hear that.
If you're mad at them, how did you refer
to them? Well, nine men, some of them get mad and call them that old nigger so-and-so.
Uh-huh. And if a colored man gets mad at a white man, what is he likely to say about him behind his back?
Cracker, that's what he'd say.
Oh, he'd call that a cracker?
Yeah, he'd call it that.